Most people might consider HCM or HR software as ERP, but they are uniquely different. So which are the top 10 HCM software in 2024? That's what we are going to discuss in this.
Growing a business requires a holistic approach that extends beyond sales and marketing. This approach needs alignment among people, processes, and technologies. So if you're a business owner, operations, or finance leader looking to learn growth strategies from your peers and competitors, you're tuned into the right podcast. Welcome to the WBS Podcast, where scalable growth using business systems is our number one priority. Now, here is your host, Sam Gupta.
Hello everyone, my name is Sam Gupta. I am principal at Elevate IQ. Elevate IQ is the independent ERP and digital transformation consulting firm. We help our clients with digital transformation strategy, enterprise technology selection, enterprise technology adoption, as well as change management. On that note, let's get back to today's topic, which is going to be the top 10 HCM software in 2024. Just to be clear, this is the list of the systems and not of vendors. If a vendor is going to have multiple products in their portfolio, and if they don't have as much market share, as much penetration, they might not rank on this list. So this is going to be of the individual systems. Comparing this with our 2023 list, there are no major changes on the ranking for this year, just because we have not seen a lot of changes with the products. The criteria that we use to compile this list is the product share acquisition strategy, whether how much focus the vendor has on the HCM product. For example, if the HCM product is owned by an ERP vendor, is HCM product there in their portfolio just to get accounts so that they can penetrate their ERP market share, or are they really committed to that HCM product? Product roadmap, community, ecosystem, win rate, how much are they winning based on this HCM product and how competitive that product is compared to other product categories, technology strategy, as well as investors. So these are some of the factors that we consider to compile this list. So now let's go back to the list. Number 10 on our list is UKG Ready. And this is the mid-market product from UKG. And this is the smaller product targeting the small and mid-size companies. So this is going to be ideal for companies outgrowing either Bamboo or Zoho. So for the most part, most of the smaller companies are going to be either on some sort of payroll software. Even if they are using HCM software, that is probably going to be very siloed. They are probably going to be using many different HCM category software. For example, they might use a very different software for recruiting, for HR, for benefits, for payroll. These all could be very siloed. But once you get to a point where the siloed experience becomes a bottleneck for your HR operations, that's when you need to consider slightly more suite experience. And that's when you are going to require something like UKG Ready. But the other enterprise solutions might have far deeper enterprise capabilities, whether you talk about product scenarios or compensation planning. Their organizational structure is going to be very different. Their compliance is very different. So they might appear very over-bloated for the small to mid-sized companies. So they might not be ready for your Workday or SuccessFactors. They might require slightly smaller solution that is not as small as your Bamboo or Zoho. So they are going to sit somewhere in between. They have support for roughly 85 countries. So obviously this is a very globalized product and you can keep all of these payrolls in one solution. That's a massive, massive benefit when you are trying to streamline and forecast all of the labor cost as well as labor planning. And that's where your UKG Ready is going to be really good fit. But overall, the enterprise capabilities are not going to be there, such as your succession planning, approvals, etc. Having said that, UKG Ready is a very strong product and that's why they rank at number 10 on our list. The number 9 on our list is Zoho HCM. Overall, from the target market perspective, we are looking at very small and fragmented market that Zoho HCM is going to target. For the most part, they are going to be strong in the service-centric companies, marketing, IT. That's where Zoho HCM is going to be strong. In fact, the cost of Zoho HCM, whether you look at the licensing or the implementation, It's very, very, very low. And that's what makes it attractive for a lot of those startups that cannot really afford to have slightly more enterprise solution. And the only thing they are looking for is a very siloed experience where they can manage their HR processes in one app. Yes, Zoho is going to have many different apps, but they are not as tightly integrated as some of the other suites that you are going to find on this list. But when you are small, that might be okay. In fact, I mean, when you are going to have the suite experience, that typically increases the friction overall from the training perspective. Those software are going to be harder to use, but they are going to have tight correlation, tight control on data. So for the most part, smaller companies don't need that. Once you grow bigger, that's when you are going to be needing all of that. But for the smaller vertical, the Zoho HCM is definitely a great fit. Zoho HCM supports more than 20 languages, which is a great plus, but not as comprehensive as your UKG ready product. Having said that, Zoho HCM is still a very strong product, and that's why it ranks at number 9 on our list. Now, number 8 on our list is Info.WFM, which is very similar ranking even for this year, because there has not been much changes overall in the market across the product categories. So Info.WFM targets larger manufacturing organizations, very similar target market as your Infor LNM3. In fact, I mean, those are the micro verticals where Infor.WFM is going to be really strong. Now, this is going to be slightly bigger product than your Ceridian, which is the next one on our list. So this has unique capabilities when you are going to have a lot of union workers, which is a very different workflow than the industries, which are going to be, let's say, tech, media. They are going to have white collar workers, which are very, 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 very different compared to the Info.WFM product. So if you are going to be in the industrial sector, that's where Info.WFM product may be a superior fit. And it's going to have compliance requirements from the OSHA perspective, which might not be relevant in every single vertical out there. But, you know, if you are in the industrial vertical, that's when your Info.WFM could be a great fit. It is going to have all of those enterprise grade scenarios. It might not be as sophisticated as your Workday success factors, but for the upper mid market companies, that might be okay. This is also going to be especially beneficial when your HCM processes are going to be tightly integrated with your ERP. And we are seeing trends with other ERP systems. For example, let's say if you look at QAD, IFS, Plex was always, they always had the HCM capabilities integrated as part of their ERP workflow, because sometimes the skill set may be an input that you need to have as part of your production process, operational process. And that's why they had far tighter integration. So sometimes these HCM processes, they resided inside either your MES or inside your ERP. So that's where Info.WFM is going to be strong. And their verticals are very similar to your automotive aerospace. And that's where that skill set factor is going to be relevant. That's why Info.WFM makes sense for those verticals. And that's why it ranks at number 8 on our list. Now, the number 7 on our list is Ceridian Dayforce HCM. So this is going to be a very similar product as your WFM overall from the capabilities, target market perspective, the kind of capabilities it is going to have. It is going to be slightly bigger product than your Bimbo HR or Zoho. With Bimbo especially, you are looking at a lot more add-ons. For example, let's say if you have to do time in the timesheet processes, for that you might require a lot of add-ons. The reporting capabilities are going to be limited. Here, you are looking at the integrated suite, combining all of those capabilities where you are going to require a lot more add-ons. With Bimbo, with Zoho, you are going to be acquiring all of those capabilities from Zoho itself, but they might not be as optimized, or your users might not like those products. So you are sort of restricted there. But with Ceridian, you are looking at everything as part of the suite. And these, they are going to have much tighter integration than your emerging products, such as your Bimbo HR or your Zoho. So the Ceridian Dayforce HCM is going to be relevant for organizations that are going to be under $250 million in revenue without enterprise needs. Obviously, it is not going to have all of those enterprise bells and whistles that you are going to get with your Workday SuccessFactors of the world. But this is great, great, great solution for your lower mid-market segment. And that's why it ranks at number 7 on our list. Now, number 6 on our list is ADP Vantage HCM. And ADP Vantage HCM has very similar target market as your Info.WFM. And it is going to be for companies that are going to have more than 1,000 employees. This is especially beneficial when you are going to have EDP for your payroll. A lot of companies are going to be on EDP. Sometimes they might use slightly smaller product for payroll, because ADP is probably the most penetrated enterprise payroll platform out there. Sometimes that could be expensive, and that's why companies might be on a smaller platform. But if you are going to require the global payroll capabilities, ADP is probably the gold standard for those verticals. Even, let's say, for example, let's say if you go for SAP or Workday, they might have their payroll solution, but their payroll might not be as capable as your ADP. So you might use ADP for payroll, Workday for HCM. So from the ADP's perspective, the HCM product that they have is not as robust as your enterprise product, but it is designed for that upper mid-market segment. Now, ADP has grown these capabilities through acquisition. So those acquired products may have similar challenges that we see with most of the acquired product portfolio companies, where the products are not going to be as integrated. And depending upon how the integration went overall from the M&A perspective, sometimes these teams might be completely siloed inside the organization. So you are still going to get very fragmented experience, even though they are going to be part of the same umbrella. And depending upon their R&D strategy, if they are not necessarily investing in the product, the documentation might be poorer, the integration might be poorer as well. So that is the similar challenge that you typically see with any of the acquired products. So that you are going to see with the ADP Vintage as well. But having said that, it is a very strong product, and that's why it ranks at number 6 on our list for this year. Now, number 5 on our list is Bamboo HR. The target market for Bamboo HR is very, 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 very small. It's very compared to your Zoho when you are starting your journey on the HCM product. Maybe the first product that you are going to utilize is probably going to be Bamboo HR, because you don't require as much consulting help. It's not going to be as expensive, you know, from the licensing perspective. So it's a great first product. But obviously, once you grow, once you are using a lot more add-ons, sometimes you may need that sweet experience, especially if you are growing in your global capabilities. And it's taking for you to compile this data in understanding, okay, how many employees do I have? How much compensation? What are the benefits? So all of these scenarios you might need to explore. So there are a couple of ways companies might approach this. Either they are going to put all of this data in some sort of data warehouse or FP&A platform, and they might get that data. There's nothing fundamentally wrong about that approach, but that insight is going to be missing from your execution workflows. And that's where the suite processes may provide far tighter integration of the processes, or tighter control of the processes. But that does require a little bit of a skill upgrade, because now you have to deal with a lot more errors that are going to be slightly more cross-functional in nature that you need to resolve, and you need to upgrade your skill set overall from that cross-functional knowledge. So that's why sometimes the suite experience may not be as good for your smaller companies, but once you grow, then you would require that. So overall, Bamboo HR is a good starter product, and that's why they rank at number 5. On our list. Now, number 4 on our list is UKG Pro. And UKG Pro is a bigger product from UKG, and Ready is the smaller product. So this is designed for those upper mid-market companies. This has very similar positioning as your Infor, Apicor in the ERP world. So this is the HCM product, which is trying to combine and consolidate all of this functionality, from one vendor. But you are going to have very similar challenges that you see with Infor, Apicor, with respect to their community ecosystem consulting base, because the vendor is trying to promote slightly more richer functional product as opposed to opening it up for the developer community. Those two approaches are very different. And depending upon where you are in your journey, whether you are looking for slightly more best of breed experience, whether you have to customize, develop on top of the core product, then the other vanilla products might be better. But if you're limited on your budget, you cannot afford to take that technical financial risk, then UKG Pro could be a great product. Overall, UKG integrates with other price capabilities. For example, Dimensions, which is the advanced workforce management, which is a very strong product. That integration is not going to be available with your mid-market products. It has support in over 100 countries, so really designed for those global companies. But again, you are going to see similar challenges with ecosystem as well as partners. Having said that, UKG Pro is a very strong product for upper mid-market companies, and that's why it ranks at number 4 on our list. Number 3 on our list is Oracle Cloud HCM. And this is a very enterprise product. In the enterprise space, you have Workday, you have SuccessFactors, you have Oracle Cloud HCM. You don't necessarily have other products unless you are using them at the subsidiary level. You know, sometimes when you are looking for slightly broader capabilities, when you are looking for the shared services scenarios for the processes of your Fortune 100, Fortune 500 companies, that's when these products are going to be slightly richer because they are going to provide far broader capabilities, far more configurability that you are going to see in your smaller products or the mid-market products. But that also increases the consulting effort, the implementation time, the implementation cost. So depending upon where you are in your journey, if you're looking for that best of breed experience to really get the synergy from your operational processes, that's where your enterprise products are going to be slightly more relevant. The other places where Oracle Cloud ERP is going to be relevant is when you are looking for slightly more embedded experience with the Oracle Cloud ERP. So whichever verticals that Oracle Cloud ERP is targeting, Oracle Cloud HCM is probably going to be really strong. The R&D investment is going to be in those verticals as well. So that is another point that you may want to keep in while considering this particular product. The concerns that we have with the Oracle Cloud HCM product is some of the user interface. For example, let's say if you look at the recruitment workflow, and recruitment is a very, very, very fast moving organization, and they require cloud native experience. Otherwise, it's going to slow them down and they will not be able to find people as fast as they can with some of the easier solutions. So they typically drive the selection of HCM solution. They have a lot of say in companies that are going to be strong on talent, strong on recruitment. So for those companies, Oracle Cloud HCM may come across as slightly bloated legacy. So it may not be ideal fit there. But for the most part, for enterprise companies, Oracle Cloud HCM is still a very strong product. And that's why they rank at number 3 on our list. Number 2 on our list is SuccessFactors. And SuccessFactors is going to be ideal for companies that might be on SAP S/4HANA. It's part of SAP S/4HANA suite. And that's why you are going to see a lot more embeddedness overall from the integration perspective. But the pre-integration that you are going to get with SuccessFactors, it does not mean that they are going to work for your workflow. Sometimes you might require custom integration depending upon how far off your data model is, how far off your processes are. They are going to dictate whether your pre-integrated workflows that you have with these solutions are going to work for you or not. But for the most part, if you can utilize the best of breed processes, then you can really take advantage of these embedded workflows. And that could be beneficial, especially in certain verticals where those embedded workflows are going to make or break your processes. For example, automotive, where a skill set is going to be a big deal in general in your production processes, they typically impact your scheduling, operational processes, allocation. For those verticals, the HCM processes embedded as part of your ERP is far more critical than some of the other spaces where HCM integration is not going to be as critical. Also has support for 43 languages and 45 different localization. So it's not going to have support for as many countries, as many localizations at some of the mid-market products. But overall, from the enterprise workflow perspective, the core execution workflows, you are going to see far deeper capabilities from the compliance reporting that you can enable based on the core platform. And that's where SAP SuccessFactors really shine, and it's a very strong product, and that's why it ranks at number 2 on our list. Now, number 1 on our list is Workday. And Workday targets very enterprise Fortune 500 companies that are looking for enterprise-grade capabilities. And it is a very cloud-native product. It started as cloud-native product. So experience is going to be far more modern compared to your legacy products such as your Oracle HCM or SuccessFactors, even though they may have been developing or modernizing their legacy workflow. So now you might not see as much legacy experience even with those products, but for the most part, you are going to see far more consistent experience with Workday. Now, Workday is not necessarily relevant for these smaller companies if you don't care for those enterprise workflows, because the experience is going to feel very bloated. You are going to be clicking on a lot of different tabs. The data layers that you are going to have with Workday are going to be very, 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 very deep, just because it is designed for those Fortune 500, Fortune 1000 companies. Balancing the concerns of Fortune 500 with a very small organization is a very big design problem that no products in the world can meet. And that's why you have different products positioned for Fortune 500 versus the startup. So even though technology-wise, this product might be mature, they might have excellent technology, but it might still feel very overbloated for smaller to medium-sized spaces. And that's why we see a lot of challenges with Workday installations, because they are trying to go down market and they are trying to oversell. And if those smaller companies are going to install, sometimes they are going to struggle because the implementation time is going to be poor, because you have to disable all of these unnecessary workflows and fields that are not going to be relevant for you. And once you do that, then you sort of increase your technical backlog, technical maintenance, and you're going to be investing a lot more in the future. So even though the product is great, but the target market segment has a lot involved. So this is comparable to your SuccessFactors Oracle HCM, primarily in the enterprise phase, and you are going to get all of the enterprise bells and whistles that you are going to be needing from the benefits, succession planning, as well as from the compliance perspective. So that's number one, and that's it for this list. If you enjoyed this video, we are going to include the link of a detailed article that is going to have far deeper intel. So you might want to check that. Also, we publish these videos on a weekly basis, so you might want to hit the subscribe button on YouTube. And if you prefer audio form, we publish this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and Google. So we encourage you to check that out, as well as subscribe if you like. Also, if you have not checked our digital transformation report for 2024, we capture several of these metrics, as well as the list as part of the report that you may want to utilize if you are planning for these initiatives. On that note, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you in the next.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the WBS Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. For more information on growth strategies for SMBs using ERP and digital transformation, check out our community at wbs.rocks. We'll see you next time.